Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And my act of kindness for the day is to admit a mistake.
Yes, go ahead, Ronch.
I said that Sean Malone was joining us at 11:30.
You did. I heard you.
I lied. He's joining us right now.
This is
because
why fake news.
Because Sean, our KMOX reporter, is a wonderful KMOX reporter, and he cannot keep his nose out of my sheriff's business.
And that's
so,
the job.
Why are you trying to get my sheriff fired? So tell
feels
us what you have.
Is it a witch hunt, Ronch?
It feels like a real gotcha here, Sean.
Well, I'm not the one doing the legal investigating. I'm not the one that indicted him on the misdemeanor charges, and I certainly have not filed the quo warranto against him. You know, I'm barely qualified to pronounce the word.
I did well.
I got Catherine Hanaway, the new attorney general, said she was, you know, my first interview with her, impressed that I pronounced it correctly. And we've said that word a lot around here of late.
So what has Sheriff Alfred Montgomery done this time?
Well, right now he's playing defense against the city. So to backtrack, on Friday, the Board of Aldermen passed a bill that, you know, he had been against for some time that put into law what the role of the sheriff is in the city. Most of it he agreed with, but the one glaring thing that he has been fighting against is that it is his duty to transport detainees in need of medical care, including emergency medical care. This has been a long practice of the sheriff's department, going back decades. Previous sheriffs have used that practice as leverage to get more budget, a larger budget, so they could hire more deputies. But Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and his legal team says there is no legal obligation for them to do this. And now, after this was signed on passed by the Board of Aldermen on Friday, it was signed yesterday by the mayor into law. They acted very quickly to try to strike this down, even if temporarily. They filed a lawsuit against it, including asking for a temporary restraining order. There will be a hearing on that tomorrow morning. Now, on Friday, I spoke with David Mason, the sheriff's attorney, about, you know, their reaction and response to this bill being passed. And one of the things he talked about was how they have struggled, or they don't have the manpower, he says, to adequately protect the courthouses while also transporting detainees. Even though this is something that has been done by previous sheriffs that have not been as well staffed as Sheriff Alfred Montgomery Sheriff's Department is, like, to his credit, he's got them nearly to budgeted strength. He said 100% before. His attorneys have since backtracked and said it's not 100%, but it's pretty close. They're doing a good job in staffing compared to a lot of other departments in the city, including the City Justice Center. And now that there's a little more settled leadership in the City Justice Center, Nate Hayward just came in from the county. I just had a chance to speak with him on Monday about how has the jail handled things, in particular with how short-staffed they are now that the duty is falling on them when the sheriff continues to refuse, as he did on Friday five times, to transport detainees in need of emergency medical care. And it's been a struggle for them. He talked about to provide some context on their staffing shortages, they're looking to hire about 40 correction officers to get up to budgeted strength. So they're short a couple dozen compared to where they should be. And on Friday, with the five detainees that needed to be transported and stayed at the hospital through the weekend, that required 10 correctional officers to transport those detainees and be watching them at the hospital. And that's not just like 10 altogether. That is 10 at any given moment in time, because they're in the hospital around the clock. They're not in the hospital 9 to 5 and that's it. Everybody gets to go home. You need people to watch them overnight as well. So on Friday and through the weekend, he told me how they royally struggled to calling everyone that was off duty, all hands on deck, basically trying to get people to come in. And this is the repercussions that the city is dealing with them having to take on the responsibility of transporting the detainees. Is the already short-staffed jail is now struggling even further when you take 10 correctional officers off the board for them to have watching the detainees inside the jail.
Just as a quick note here, so the correctional officers, they are officers under the supervision of Sheriff Montgomery or of the St. Louis Police?
The St. Louis City Justice Center.
The correctional
officers in the Department of Public Safety are who oversees them. These are just the people at the jail. So it's key to remember that it's unique in St. Louis City where the sheriff is not in charge of the jail. The city operates the jail. And so that's where this weird gray area comes in, where the sheriff, there's nothing in the law that says it's his responsibility, at least currently, not including the bill that just passed. There's nothing in the law that says it is his responsibility to transport the detainees, but it's just kind of been the commonly accepted practice for many, many years at this point.
You know, listening to all of the tumult surrounding the sheriff's office, and we're constantly learning what he's not in charge of, and then what he does seem to be in charge of seems to be rather frivolous with the golf carts and a new SUV. So why, again, does the city of St. Louis even have the sheriff's office? It feels superfluous at this point.
Their job is to protect the courthouses, and that's something that Judge Mason said to me that they would have a hard time doing if they have to continue this emergency medical transportation. And again, they're staffed up way better than the City Justice Center is right now. You know, they are, to their credit, asking for a larger budget. When the budget cycle came around a few months ago, they asked for a larger budget so they could hire more deputies to handle the transportation. But again, his predecessor handled this. Vernon Betts did this. Now, there was some issue between Betts and the judges for a bit about whether or not the courthouses were adequately being protected. But you would think with the additional hires that Sheriff Montgomery was able to make by raising the base salary, the starting salary for these deputies, they would be able to do both, you would think. But Judge Mason says he can't. And, you know, he had some pretty harsh criticism of the Board of Aldermen when I talked to him, saying that he doesn't think the Board of Aldermen will care about whether or not the courthouses are adequately secure by the sheriff's department and their deputies until a juror, a judge, or a lawyer
happens.
Gets shot.
Yeah.
He said until someone gets shot, he doesn't think they'll care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well,
okay. Well,
it feels like St. Louis getting in its own way again because we have so many issues facing this city. It feels frustrating that so much energy is being spent on the sheriff right now. Can you tell how much time and energy or distraction this is causing for the mayor or for the Board of Aldermen?
Not as much the mayor right now, but the Board of Aldermen, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are instances where I'm going to talk to one of the aldermen about whatever the latest story coming out of the sheriff's department is. And I mean, you can just read their face and sense the exhaustion coming from them of, you know, they're tired about this same story again and again, the latest drama coming out of this department. And again, happening all in a short period mm-hmm. of time. If you go back to all the different questions about, you know, questionnaire spending of was this budget item really necessary or could it have waited a year? The quo warranto, detaining deputy director of the City Justice Center, Tammy Ross. This has all happened in under a year. January 1st mm-hmm. is when Sheriff Alfred Montgomery swore in and began his term. We're not even in October yet at this point.
And I think what's so frustrating, too, let's even disregard the issues of crime and the streets and the trash and the potholes and all of that with the city of St. Louis. The city just suffered horrific damage from a tornado in May. And that alone is probably still taking up most of the time for city leaders. You're still looking at those areas. You're looking at displaced people. So to waste any time on the sheriff's nonsense surrounding the office has got to be frustrating for the people in the city.
To provide some good perspective on this, I was shortly after the tornado, I was out of town for wedding and honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So I was somewhat disconnected from the daily news coming out of St. Louis, but I would still see things pop up when, you know, I'm waiting for I'm waiting around just checking my phone, seeing what's going on. And the two news stories I saw consistently popping up on my phone and on my social medias, it was the tornado aftermath and it was the sheriff. Those were the two things that were making the headlines consistently for the 2-3 weeks I was out of town.
Well, at least you're busy now.
Yes. It gives us news to cover.
After the famously slow news cycle of the past 10 years?
Yeah, well, I just wanted him to have something to do. All right, so,
are you going to be at the hearing on Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I got a sign.
The Chris and Amy Show broadcasting live from temporary restraining order?
The guilt by association. I don't want any of that. It is the...
It's me.
The one member.
Save my sheriff,
that's
SMS.
Right. Right, he's made it singular. Singular possessive.
We're going to see Ronji with a picket sign outside of the courthouse.
And that's my right.
Do you have your
American
yet?
Citizen.
Do you, do you have your catchy slogan yet?
I don't know. Something about hands off my sheriff. Something like that. I haven't decided. I haven't decided what I want to do.
How about like get your greasy fingers off my sheriff?
Should we let the listeners make suggestions?
Yeah. If you would like to give me an idea for my...
What chant Ronji should have or
I'm not gonna
what
do
he should
chant.
Write on a sign. No?
I don't want to make too much of a spectacle. I just want to hold up a sign saving our sheriff, Alfred Montgomery.
Well, tell you what, our boss is going to want you to make a spectacle because it's good for ratings.
That's right. Keep us posted, though, Sean.
Will do.
We appreciate your reporting, as always.
No problem. Anytime,
Sean
guys.
Malone from the KMOX newsroom. You could follow him here on 104.1 FM KMOX and KMOX.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.